They make it their business to mind your business.
Homes like this could be labeled blight after Ridgefield, Connecticut passed a new ordinance that lets officials mete out $250 a day fines for homes they deem to be eyesores. And in Los Angeles, everyone's under investigation. 24 police agencies are using cameras mounted on police cruisers in fixed locations to monitor the whereabouts of drivers. It's the same technology the military uses to track insurgents in Afghanistan and Iraq. But don't worry, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to fear. But hey, who's your nanny? This month we're messing with Texas because Frisco, Texas is messing with a man for warning drivers about speed traps.
Have you been under arrest?
Yes, sir, you are. I told you it's a violation of city ordinance to see a human sign in a center median.
Cops didn't just ticket Ron Martin for violating an ordinance against holding a sign in a center median, they arrested him. Oh, and one more thing, they arrested him for something that isn't illegal. Or at least it wasn't until Frisco Police Chief John Bruce issued a formal request for an ordinance that the city council dutifully passed in March, several months after Martin's arrest. A judge dropped a misdemeanor charge against Martin, who's made a habit of warning drivers about cops. The chief insists Martin's arrest was still valid, but decided against refiling the charge. Under the new ordinance, pedestrians may pause on the center median to wait for traffic to clear while crossing the street, but standing on the median is illegal because it's dangerous. So why is it okay to pause but illegal to stand? Well, you can bet the chief has a darn good reason that has nothing to do with depriving the city of speed ticket revenue. Follow Nanny of the Month on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your business.